I'm Frank Vaughn. It's December 30th, 2024. And the word on the streets today, or at least the talking point, is that Justin Trudeau will prorogue Parliament to avoid an election yet again. The good news about prorogation is that all the legislation that has not yet received royal assent will die, whether it's before the House or it's before the Senate. It all goes away and it has to be reintroduced and it has to start the entire process again. So I guess that is a bit of good news. However, well, Justin Trudeau skis in BC, and this has been a subject of controversy that a person walked up and cursed and swore at him. And the thing that I disagree with most is there's children in the frame, just outside the frame, actually. And this cursing and swearing occurred in front of little kids, which I think is reprehensible. But you got to understand the frustration that people feel. I would have used the opportunity very differently. I would have been much more controlled. But then again, I'm practiced at these kinds of things. And most people, if they are presented with an opportunity to bring their criticisms directly to the Prime Minister in a parking lot, wouldn't have the presence of mind that I do to take maximum advantage of that situation. So it's probably a miracle that the woman was able to express herself at all without stuttering and tripping over her own words. This guy has left Canada in a very precarious situation. Forgive me if I clear my throat every now and again because I am still wrestling with whatever bug I've got. No, I didn't take the medical treatment. As a person in all of 2020, before they even talked about the development of the product, I warned you that it would be a bad idea to take anything that was rushed to market. It would be absurd for me to have taken it, and I'm not too concerned about long COVID. I think I'm just sick. That's what happens on this planet. People get sick. The country, upon reflection, is actually in a very weak state. It has been brought to its knees, not just by this government, but by a process that's been ongoing for 30 years as we've deindustrialized and converted ourselves into a resource colony for the world. It's not just mass immigration that has changed the face of this nation to a point where it's almost impossible to visualize how we can reclaim it, considering the demographic crisis that's ongoing concurrent with the mass immigration problem that we have. We've also deindustrialized. We don't make finished products anymore. We just extract our wealth and send it around the world. We have destroyed our military capacity. We have destroyed our capacity for independence. And we've now spent a decade under Justin Trudeau telling the Canadian public that we are a post-national state and that any pride of nation is bad. The only thing you're allowed to have pride in is some concept of multiculturalism, which does not include anything to do with any of the people who have lived on this land the longest. So we are culturally weak, we are economically weak, and we are politically weaker than we've ever been in the history of this country. Justin Trudeau skis. He prorogues to avoid an election. This pressure from the United States and the incoming administration, which talks about Canada as a 51st state, to the extent that there's actually details on the table, and you have public figures like Kevin O'Leary who are talking about going to Mar-a-Lago, the center of the universe, and discussing terms with Donald Trump, even though they're not elected to the House of Commons or in any way officially representing us, there's an argument to be made that he possesses more power than our own prime minister in terms of influence. The fate of the nation is being discussed by people who are not members of this government. Now, where have we seen that before? Czechoslovakia, maybe, the 1930s, when it was carved up by the British, the French, and the Germans, or any other number of nations that you can point your finger at throughout history who, abdicating their responsibility to their people, had decisions made for them by people and powers that were not of them. Because we are so weakened, because we have been so deconstructed by ourselves and Liberal MPs and the voters who supported them, because, man, you've been warned. It's not like people like myself haven't been telling you this moment was coming, that there comes to be an inflection point where a nation is so weak that not only can it not withstand the pressure from outside, it can't even stand up for itself anymore. And there's no reasonable expectation that the world would stand up as Canada was carved up and fell apart. Now, I alluded in an ex post that I made about the Monroe Doctrine. And there were some people who are very smart who did not know what the Monroe Doctrine was. Now, before the unipolar moment was upon us, before America was one of two great powers to dominate the earth, there was a time when it existed as a great power nation amongst other great powers, and the Monroe Doctrine said that North and South America were the domain of American foreign policy. And I've often indicated that for the United States to reconstitute itself, overcome its crushing national debt burden, and overcome the fact that the empire itself is fragmenting around the world, and that American power as such is more myth now than fact, there is a way to reconstitute American greatness, and that is by focusing on deconstructing the empire overseas and dominating this hemisphere, a new Monroe Doctrine. Now, I don't want to get into the weeds of the history of the Monroe Doctrine, but it is conceivable to see that we are on the precipice of that now. Now, the threat that Donald Trump has made to Canada, a 25% tariff being the main component of it, is not just a random number. If the United States, whom Canada is very dependent on for food imports and for capital imports, among other things, if the United States can secure from other sources the things that it gets from us, it then has massive leverage to bring us to our knees. And one of the things it can do is it can reach across the Caribbean to Venezuela, and it can start buying Venezuelan oil. And if it can buy enough Venezuelan oil, all of a sudden it doesn't need Alberta crude. And what happens then when a 25% tariff gets slapped, not only on that, but on the various other things that we export to secure that capital? In very short order, this nation can be brought to its knees. And our leaders will beg the Americans for some kind of union. While the country is being deconstructed and targeted from outside, Justin Trudeau skis. Instead of facing an election where you might get a federal government that can reassert Canadian nationalism, national interest, national pride, he would prorogue. We are in the middle of a crisis here, a national crisis. And this man has not only hijacked the Liberal Party, he's hijacked the entire structure of the federal government, along with his partner Jagmeet Singh. When we need leadership the most, right now, he will stop at nothing to preserve his job. Nobody can remove him, not the Liberal Party, and apparently not Parliament. Jagmeet Singh had multiple opportunities to do something about this, and he did nothing because he puts his pension ahead of the entire national interest. There is no greater symbol of how weak this nation actually is than Justin Trudeau skiing and Jagmeet Singh supporting him in the name of securing his pension. What a cheap man. This Rolex wearing, Maserati driving, Sears sucker champagne socialist who would put the entire national character on the line for a few million dollars over the rest of his life. It's disgusting. But it's maybe it's no less than we deserve, because we've allowed ourselves, long before this defining moment, to be taken apart under successive governments. I think we might be in greater danger than we realize. Because if the Americans, through a combination of tariffs, prove to the public, because the public is far too ignorant to understand the real danger, to the public who celebrates this stuff, who celebrates the death of Canada, who has bought into the post-national state, who in a very empty-headed way celebrate the multiculturalism which is burning this nation to the ground all around you, rising crime, networks of fentanyl production that are destroying our people of all backgrounds, races, colors, and creeds. They celebrate this because they don't understand it. They don't understand the consequences of this embracement of the end of the nation. We probably have no cavalry coming if the Americans use the leverage of tariffs and pressure to bring us to our knees. So quickly can a nation disappear. If people bothered to read history, they would understand that nations have a lifespan. They come and they go. The nations that have survived the longest have gone through numerous constitutions. They went from monarchies to democracies to republics, back to monarchies, imperialism. Canada is no exception. And at this moment in time, when we need a strong national figurehead, when we need an election at the very least, this guy skis and talks of prorogation. So, as much as I want to think that Trump is just trying to execute pressure on the nation, if he brought us to our knees such that in the vacuum, the leadership vacuum that we're experiencing right now, the premiers have to step forth and make a deal separate, we can lose the country so fast. And maybe we deserve to lose the country, because these are the people that we allow to lead us. In opinion polls, 1 in 5 voters still supports the Liberal Party. And another almost 1 in 5 support the NDP, the very people who are now responsible for the destruction and dissolution of the Canadian identity. That's not just the Prime Minister. It's not just Jagmeet Singh. It's not just the MPs who support them mindlessly. It's the public as well. Did you know that I have a website? FrankVaughn.ca, the ultimate repository for all of my work, and a backup location just in case the censors come for me again. And if you like the content, please consider using the donate link in one of the options available. There are no paywalls, there is no advertising, and there is no Patreon, and I intend to keep it that way. Thank you for your time and your consideration.